Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Actually, it's a very special day. There will be four martinis in this lunch. We'll still have one good news for conservatives, one perhaps not so good, one just crazy, and a very special martini at the end, which you can probably already guess, but we'll save that for the end. Jim, one of the big surprises, and to a large extent, pleasant surprises, of the last 24 hours has been the preliminary conclusions from this bipartisan debt commission headed by Erskine Bowles and Alan Simpson, the former senator. Most people, especially conservatives, thought this would end up being a big mishmash of tax increases, and there is some of that. But they are actually going after spending a little bit more than a lot of conservatives had thought. Here's what Erskine Bowles said.
The path we're on today is not sustainable, and I don't know a soul on this commission or anywhere else in the Congress that believes it is. The arithmetic is compelling. This debt is like a cancer that will truly destroy this country from within if we don't fix it.
Like any bipartisan effort, there's going to be stuff that not everybody likes. But while I'm not crazy about an increase in the gas tax and some other things, raising the age of Social Security over the next 65 years by 2 years seems relatively reasonable, as well as other spending cuts. What do you make of all this?
Yeah, it's interesting. As soon as Obama announced this, there were a lot of, the reaction of a lot of conservatives was, all right, here it comes. Here is the outside group that's going to justify tax increases so that members of Congress can say, well, it's not our fault. The commission said we had to do it. Kind of like the devil. We can compel people to vote for unpopular legislation. But, I think most conservatives, as you characters, are pleasantly surprised. I think my favorite summary of it all came from our friend Steve Spruell over in the corner, where he went down a whole bunch of liberals who were really upset. Nancy Pelosi, last night, Anthony Weiner apparently was saying on Olbermann he doesn't understand why the president did this. The president is abandoning Democrats and not standing up for Social Security. Really, tough stuff. And then finally, Spruell listed Paul Krugman, and instead of a quote, he just had parentheses, sound of head exploding. So Krugman, anything that Pelosi and Krugman and Anthony Weiner absolutely loathe probably has some good stuff in it from where we sit. And, obviously we don't expect to like everything. It's worth noting this is preliminary. This is not what's going to turn into legislation. And the legislative effort to pass these ideas is going to be much harder. But at the very least, this has turned into a suggestion that the non-liberal Democrats acknowledge the enormous scale of the deficit and debt problem and are willing to get on board with some pretty interesting spending cut proposals.
Yeah, that is pretty encouraging. And the part that makes me laugh a lot, and you mentioned all the liberals who are apoplectic about this, working families, they've already got their catchphrase. It's bad for working families that Social Security will eligibility will be raised 2 years in 2075.
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, that actually seems the one proposal that's been a little bit on the squishier end. When you look at, how thankfully human lifespan is getting a little bit better and you're seeing more active seniors, the idea of people working until they're 65, 67, even to 70 doesn't seem absolutely unthinkable anymore. And with, 20, 30 years down the road with even better medicine, well, we thought we were going to have better medicine. Maybe we have to account for Obamacare now. Maybe by that age, the death panel will step in and cut your off your Social Security expenses right there.
Yeah, exactly. Then the surplus will be back, even despite all the IOUs. So that could be the surreptitious way of making this all balance.
A surplus of blood, Greg. Harvesting people for organs.
Yes, very, very intelligent. Good insight. Okay, on to the second martini now, and this is potentially bad. Just do the possible overreach here. Daryl Issa is the top Republican on the House Oversight Committee. They're the ones that investigate the administration, especially when the chairman and the president are from two different parties. And now Daryl Issa has said he wants 7 hearings a week for 40 weeks. MSNBC actually put the math up on television showing that that's 280 hearings because some of us apparently didn't go complete elementary school. But do you fear that this could get into the witch hunt category? Not necessarily how it would be characterized by the liberal press, but just the fact that even the bulk of the population could see some overreach here.
Yeah, first of all, Greg, let's thank heaven for small miracles, and that's that MSNBC got the math right. But the Wall Street Journal had editorialized on this the other day. Issa, he's a good guy. He's very dogged. You want somebody who's going to be very determined, like a bloodhound in that role. But there is the danger of appearing to grandstand. And I think the phrase that really stood out for me in that editorial was, don't turn into the Republican Chuck Schumer. don't turn into a guy who's always running to the television cameras and pounding the podium and making a big noise over something, whether or not it's a big deal or not. And it seemed to be, you know, focus your attention. And they had the Wall Street Journal really wanted to see more digging into the Countrywide and the sweetheart mortgage deals that kind of enveloped Chris Dodd and a whole bunch of other lawmakers. And, you know, their perspective was, look, chase this wherever it goes. If it goes into your own party, that'll just add credibility to the conclusions of the whole thing. So, you know, it's not so much that this is our bad martini or something that's necessarily terrible for conservatives or Republicans. I just, you know, you hope that Issa knows to focus, to hone in on things, to know not to not to let his sense of the of theatricality run away with him.
Nice. George Bushism on the same week that his book comes out, Theatricality.
Theatricality.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That was well done. On to the third martini now, and this one goes back to what we referred to in passing a moment ago, and that's Obamacare. And, of course, the Republicans have promised to repeal this either in whole or piece by piece. And, of course, that is leaving a lot of hand-wringing, again, on MSNBC. This was with Ed Schultz. And he brought in Jesse Jackson to explain what he thinks the impact would be if the president's health care law were to be repealed.
Well, the kind of creeping genocide. What is hypocritical is that those who vote against the health care bill themselves have a comprehensive health care for their families. You're talking about more infant mortality and short life expectancy.
Considering most of it hasn't kicked in yet, the idea of genocide and much higher infant mortality is a little bit hard to swallow.
We need some sort of like little pop-up icon, kind of like on pop-up videos. Whenever someone violates Godwin's law, now Godwin's law did not actually say whoever invokes Hitler and genocide loses the argument. It was just simply that the longer a debate goes on, the more certainty there is that at some point someone will invoke Hitler and compare something to Hitler, no matter how wildly inappropriate or off base the comparison is. Opposing Obamacare being genocide, and the fact that he wasn't like saying it's almost genocide or it's, you know, he just said he actually, you know, or it was kind of striking just how certain Jesse Jackson is. On the one hand, we've kind of come to expect this from Jesse Jackson, and I suppose the fact that he's on Ed Schultz's show probably tells you a bit. He's not even on the premier MSNBC shows anymore. He's now on the early afternoon ones. But to his credit, you know, I just kind of think that this is we'll remember this as an off-key note, Greg, but I'll always think highly of Jesse Jackson for his vocal depiction of Green Eggs and Ham.
Absolutely right. On the death of Dr. Seuss, that is probably his greatest public moment ever, and I'm not sure anything else even comes close. All right, on to the fourth martini now, and obviously this is a very appropriate martini today.
It's an honor for all of us to spend this Veterans Day in Afghanistan among what I believe to be the greatest generation of men and women serving in our military. Today, we honor you.
Obviously, today's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to Senator McCain, who's in Afghanistan, as well as all of those who served President Obama today, visiting with troops in South Korea. At a time when, of course, our forces are entirely volunteer, the sacrifices they've been undergoing throughout our history, but especially over the past 10 years in this war on terror on double fronts and just the sacrifice, the strain on the families. Obviously, a glass being raised to all of our veterans today, all who have served and all who currently serve and their families.
Amen. I said on Twitter earlier today, it's kind of you marvel not just at their service, but at our capacity to obsess about really stupid and irrelevant things, which we wouldn't be able to do if they were not doing their jobs and doing their jobs so well, letting us able to live, as I put it, largely free from fear. It's still a dangerous world out there, but these guys carry so much more than their share of the burden. So I'm thinking of them right now, and obviously they hope we remember to keep them in our thoughts throughout the entire year.
We have been very blessed by this generation and every generation who have worn the uniform of the country. An appropriate fourth martini today, Jim, and we'll be back with the usual dose of three tomorrow. Great to be with you as always.
Looking forward to it, Greg. See ya.
Jim Garrity of NationalReview.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Please join us again Friday for the Three Martini Lunch.